What happened when you got to Phnom Penh City?
We didn't the truck did not really go there yet, so we stopped in one place close to Phnom Penh City, and they dropped us there. Then we had to find our own way to get home. So my mom couldn't walk, and my sister still sick, so we just stayed there. So when we got there, we went to our relative in Chat Ang Rai. It's close to Phnom Penh City, and we stayed with them for about several days. Then we went to our hometown, and there was only my house left, because they say at that time Pol Pot lived in that house. Oh, they put stuff in there, so fortunately we still have the home. And after we stayed for one or two nights, they were fighting again. There were some, maybe Khmer Rouge tried to get over to the bridge close to my house and put some bomb or something like that, and there was fighting, and I was so afraid. My mom did not want to leave the home. She said, "Oh, I got to my home. If I die, I want to die in my home." So we didn't dare to leave her, and we were so afraid during the night, no door, no window, and we are afraid of ghosts, because they say, you know, at that time, Pol Pot killed people, and they just put the banana tree on top, you know. And so when, after the fighting that night, they sent some Vietnamese soldier to stay in our home. They stay upstairs, we stay downstairs. So I feel a little bit safer, mm-hmm. Have somebody there. And then we stay there. We try to visit our village people, and they brought us some rice, some food, because my mom was very good. She had a small business, and she always helped people. So we were friendly, and they remember us. They brought us food and all that. And we stayed for a while, and then our children start school. We try to get some stuff from the city. We owe them first, and then we sell to the kids books and pens and all that. And then when we made some rice, we brought back to them. At that time, we exchanged with rice, no money. And we were scared. The Vietnamese people, they got drunk, they drink wine, and then they swear each other. Sometimes they shot gun.
These people staying in your house?
Yeah, the Vietnamese people, they argue.